It's the number that is in place at the time of the signature of the agreement. Because once the agreement is signed, if that number changes again, then you must put the Orvis number on, because otherwise you lose the connection between the original registered running number and the Orvis number. So that's why there's a provision in the proposal that as soon as you only have one shot. As soon as the running number changes, then you have to put in the Orvis number, because you've lost the connection between what's on the side of the wagon and what's actually in the registry.